Nay, sweetheart, be comforted. This Fairfax was but a pestilent fellow, and as he had to die, he might as well have died thus as any other way. It was a good death.
Still, he was my husband, and had he not been, he was nevertheless a living man. But now he's dead. And so by thy leave, my tears may flow unchidden, Master Boyd.
And thou didst see all this?
Aye, with both eyes at once, this and that. The testimony of one eye is not, he may not, but when it is corroborated by the other, it is good evidence that none may gainsay. Here are both present in court, ready to swear to him.
Art thou sure it was Colonel Fairfax? Saw thou his face?
Aye, and a plaguy ill-favored face it was, too. A very felon face, a hangdog face, a face to fright the headsman himself and make him strike an eye. How then not? 'Tis ever thus with simple folk. An accepted will is but to say, pass the mustard, and then roar the ribs out.
If ever I come to life again, and thou shalt pay for this master's point.
So, Elsie, thou art free to choose again. So behold me, I am young and well-favored, I have a pretty wit, I can jest you, jive you, could you grant you will, you write you
hush, man, thou knowest not how to woo. 'Tis not to be done with time-worn jests and threadbare sophistries, with quips, conundrums, rhymes, and paradoxes. 'Tis an art in itself, and must be studied gravely and conscientiously. A man who would woo a fair maid should prentice himself to the trade, and study all day in methodical way how to flatter, cajole, and persuade. He should prentice himself at 14, and practice from morning to e'en. But when he's of age, if he will not engage, he may capture the heart of a queen, the heart of a queen. It is purely a matter of skill, which all may attain if they will. But every jack he must study the knack, if he wants to make sure of his jill, if he wants to make sure.
If he's made the best use of his time, his twig he'll so carefully lime, that every bird will come down it his way, no matter its plumage or climb. He must learn that the thrill of a touch may be little or nothing or much. It's an instrument rare to be handled with care, and ought to be treated as such. Ought to be treated as such.
It is purely a matter of skill, which all may attain if they will. But every jack he must study the knack, if he wants to make sure of his skill, if he wants to make sure.
Now,
Listen to me, and 'tis done thus. Mistress Elsie, there is one here who, as thou knowest, loves thee right well.
Aye, that he does, right well.
He is but a man of poor estate, but he hath an honest, loving heart. He will be a true and trusty husband to thee, and if thou wilt be his wife, thou shalt lie curled up in his heart like a little squirrel in his nest.
It is a pretty figure, a maggot in the nut lies closer, but a squirrel will do.
He knoweth that thou wast a wife, an unloved and unloving wife, and his poor heart was near to breaking. But now that thine unloving husband is dead, and thou art free, he would fain pray that thou would hearken unto him, and give him hope that thou wouldst one day be his.
He presses her hand, and he whispers in her ear, Aunt Bodkins, what does it mean?
Now, sweetheart, tell me, wilt thou be this poor good fellow's wife?
If the good brave man is he a brave man?
So men say.
That's not true, but let it pass.
If the brave man would be content with a poor, penniless, untaught maid.
Widow, but let that pass.
Then I will be his true and loving wife, and that with my heart of hearts.
My own dear love.
Oh, what is all this? Brother, brother, this is not seemly.
But I can't let that pass. Hold enough, Master Leonard. An advocate should have his fee, but methinks thou art overpaying thyself.
Nay, that is for Elsie to say. I told thee I would teach thee how to woo, and herein lies the proof of the virtue of my teaching. Go thou and apply it elsewhere.
When a wooer goes a wooing, none is truer than his joy.
Maiden hushing, all is suing, only blushing, bravely coy, bravely coy.
Only blushing, bravely coy.
Oh, the doing and
the doing and undoing,
oh, the sighing and the sewing.
Tears that trickle, tears that blister, tears but mickle sister weeps, tears that ripple.
Oh, the doing and undoing,
oh, the doing and undoing,
oh, the sighing and the sewing, where the brother goes a wooing, and a sobbing sister weeps. When a jester is outwitted, feelings fester, heart is led, food for fish is only fitted, jester wishes he was dead. Food for fish is only fitted, jester wishes he was dead.
Oh, doing and undoing,
oh, sighing and the sewing, when the jester goes a wooing,
and he wishes he was dead. Oh, the doing and undoing,
oh, the sighing and the sewing,
when the jester goes a wooing, and he wishes he was dead. He wishes he was dead.
Grizzling for now.
Why am I grizzling? Thou hast often wept for jealousy. Well, 'tis for jealousy that I weep now. I, yellow, base, chartist jealousy. Set that down, Master Wilfred.
But I have never given thee cause for jealousy. The lieutenant's cook maid and I are but the merest gossips.
Jealous of thee, bah! I'm jealous of no craven cock on a hill who crows what he'd do any dare. I'm jealous of another, and a better man than thou, Master Wilfred. Set that
man thou lovest is to marry Elsie Maynard. Why, that is none other than thy brother, Leonard Merrill.
Mercy, what did I say?
Why, what manner of brother is this, thou lying little jade? Speak, who is this man thou hast called brother, and fondled and coddled and kissed, and with my connivance, too? Oh, Lord, with my connivance! Should it be this Fairfax? It is! It is this accursed Fairfax! It is Fairfax! It is Fairfax! Fairfax, who I am!
Who now is just shot in the head and who lies at the bottom of the river.
I may have been mistaken. We are but fallible mortals, the best of us. But I'll make sure! I'll make sure!
Hey!
That sure?
Aye, sure enough. For there's no help for it. Thou art a very brute, but even brutes must marry, I suppose.
My beloved!
Phoebe! Rejoice, for I bring glad tidings. Colonel Fairfax's reprieve was signed 2 days since, but it was foully and maliciously kept back by Secretary Poultwhistle, who designed that it should arrive after the Colonel's death. It hath just come to hand, and it is now in the lieutenant's possession.
Oh, then the colonel is free. Oh, kiss me, my dear. Kiss me.
Hans, death of my life. Art thou mad? Am I mad? Are we all mad?
Oh, my dear.
Come away from him, thou hussy. Thou kissing, clinging cockatrice. And as for thee, sir, the devil take thee! I'll rip thee like a herring for this! I'll cleave thee to the chine for this! Oh, Phoebe, who is this man?
Peace, you fool! He's my brother!
My brother? Another brother? Oh, are there any more of them? Produce them all at once and let me know the worst!
This is the real Leonard, you dolt! The other was but his substitute. The real Leonard, I say. My father's own son.
How do I know this? Does he have brother writ large on his brow? I mistrust thy brothers. Thou art but a false jade.
Now, Wilfred, be just. It's true, I did deceive thee before, but it was to save a precious life, and to save it not for me, but for another, and there to be wed this very day. Is this not enough for thee? Oh, come. I am thy Phoebe, thy very own, and we will be wed in a year, or two, or three at the most. Is this not enough for thee?
Phoebe, hast thou heard the brave news?
Aye, father.
I'm nigh mad with joy. Why, what's all this?
He discovered our secret through my folly, and the prize of his silence is
Phoebe's heart.
Oh, dear, no. Phoebe's hand.
It's the same thing.
Is it?
Tis pity, but the colonel had to be saved at any price. And as thy folly revealed our secret, thy folly must e'en pay for Dame Carruthers.
So, this is a plot to shield this archfiend, and I have discovered it. One word from me, and three heads besides his would roll from their shoulders.
Nay, Fairfax is reprieved. Yet my complicity in his escape were made known. Deuce take the old meddler, there's no help for it.
Hush, pretty one. Such bloodthirsty words will become those that cherry lips. Why, look ye, Chunk. For many months I've thought to myself, there's snug love saving up in that middle-aged bosom. For someone, and why not for thee, if that's me. So take heart and tell her, thee, that thou, me, lovest her, thee, and, well, I've done it, I'm a miserable old man. and that's me. Now, not a word about Fairfax. The price of thy silence is...
Meryl's heart.
Oh, dear, no, Meryl's hand.
It is the same thing.
Is it?
Rapture, rapture, when the slaughtery flash, the dancer seeks the lottery, joy and jolly.
Doleful, doleful, when humanity waits its all for us, eternity, court in liberty, now in liberty, fear, captivity, doleful, doleful, court in liberty, now in liberty, fear, captivity, doleful, doleful.
But joyful, joyful, when for tears, now sings our call for man's divinity. Make up Lowry bright and Lowry years from Lowry, joyful, joyful, make up Lowry bright and Lowry years from Lowry, joyful, joyful.
Ghastly, ghastly, when man's on, firstly, lastly, of tomorrow, after 10 years to heaven, goes a merry.
mine heart will yield, for it is cold.
Mine is a heart, a massive rock, unmoored by sentimental shock.
My husband
life long, oh, it's a song of a merry maid, fairly proud, who loves